Thank you. My name is Rebecca Librand. I'm with the Crop and Soil Science Department at Oregon State University. And the question, overarching question for today's presentation and poster is, to what extent do dust inputs impact soil development? This was addressed using the Angel Food Cake Pan Marble method that you can see up in the left-hand corner. We installed these along ridgetops in the desert scrub site as well as the mixed conifer site in the Catalina Critical Zone Observatory of Southern Arizona. And this area is especially exciting for exploring dust inputs given the prevalence of these dust storm events in spring and summertime in these regions. We expected to see dust inputs and the evidence for this in the desert scrub site, but one of our main questions is what's going on at the high elevation mixed conifer site. In terms of looking at geochemical or mineralogical clues as to what we see in terms of dust imprints or impacts in the desert scrub region, one of the main ways that we were looking at this was comparing elements or minerals relative to what we consider immobile elements or minerals using tau plots. And if you aren't familiar, tau plots have this on the y-axis in terms of soil depth, and then tau on the x-axis, where anything to the left of the zero line here represents a chemical depletion or an elemental loss. Anything to the right represents some form of gain, whether that be related to biocycling processes, calcium or potassium in the surface soils, or in this example here, gains pretty much throughout all of the soil profiles that we were looking at, which is what led us to installing dust traps and thinking more about the impact that dust has on these landscapes. Something that I was especially interested in was applying some of these geochemical and particle size techniques to estimate dust fraction estimates. And in the desert scrub site, we saw a range from about 1 to 20% in terms of the amount of dust that's composing a particular soil profile. So this, again, is reflecting a geochemical method where you are looking at immobile elements relative in the dust relative to the soils as well as the rock, as well as a particle size distribution technique where you compare the dust compared to the soil and the parent rock and the different textural controls that you can potentially detect and calculate out some of these estimates. So again, this ranges across all of the different horizons, so the lower percentages connect to the deeper horizons, and the surface soils are where we saw these 15 to 20% estimates. What was especially exciting to think about was for the mixed conifer site, where when you look at the tau plots, you do see evidence for loss of minerals as well as different elements across two different types of landscape positions. And this is where thinking about dust fraction estimates is really important. So we see some evidence of loss, but what impact is dust having in these types of ecosystems? And what was very exciting for us is that we did see ranges all the way up to 35%, depending on which technique we employed. So we are looking to kind of better constrain that as we write up and prepare some of these data sets for publication. And when we think about the differences with the percentages here, again, these deeper horizons had lower dust inputs compared to the 30 to 35% range that we saw in our convergent water gathering landscape positions. So overall, in terms of how we approach soils and think about mineral weathering and how the transformations of minerals leads to the soils to support life, again, just to reiterate the theme of our last symposium, we really do need to think about dust inputs and the impact that they're having on soil development, especially for soil scientists who are interested in some of these cross-scale techniques, looking at what's going on at the hill slope scale, across pedons, as well as getting into the bulk soils, looking at elemental loss as well as mineral loss. And even when you move down to the microscale or nanoscale, thinking about where these inputs that we're studying the transformation of actually originated from. So the takeaway point, again, related back to the previous symposium, is that dust matters. And this is something that I am interested in pursuing further in terms of better understanding the inputs that we have in the mixed conifer forest. So with that, I look forward to talking with you at the poster session.
Thank you.